People ask all the time what went wrong in the Watts case. Was there a miscarriage of justice? Take a listen to this and you decide.
Prosecutorial immunity. Prosecutorial immunity means that a prosecutor is immune from being sued civilly for his conduct as a prosecutor. All the conduct that a prosecutor does in terms of charging, plea bargaining, trials, hiding evidence, even bribing a witness, a prosecutor enjoys absolute immunity from being sued civilly.
The overwhelming number of cases, prosecutors are immunized. Now, I've never understood this. I've always been on the defense side for 35 years. I screw up, I get sued. I gotta defend myself. If I can't defend myself, I gotta pay up.
And ask yourself, recognizing the fact that, like the rest of us, they're human, if you can win a case through misconduct, by basically cheating in effect, with the knowledge, or at least a fairly high degree of certainty, that there will be no repercussions for you personally. If you do that, essentially that you will get away with it. Which way does that, what kind of incentives does that create? Prosecutors are hands down the least accountable people in America. They cannot be sued. They are virtually never prosecuted for their own misconduct. Internal disciplinary measures exist on paper, but they're a joke in practice. There's an extensive body of literature that shows that prosecutors routinely get away with jaw-droppingly unethical and improper behavior.
I think that those instances are few and far between, but they certainly happen. And one should examine them very carefully to find out what went wrong and what can be done to make sure something like that doesn't happen again, or at least dramatically minimizes the likelihood that it'll happen again.
There are prosecutors who do violate the rules, sometimes often. And these prosecutors should be weeded out. They should be weeded out either by their own offices or by the system of professional discipline. And they do give prosecutors a bad name, just as bad police officers give police officers a bad name.
Okay, so we can see that this is not uncommon. This happens all over the United States of America. And most of the time, we are left unaware. But what can we do about it? First off, recognizing that it happens is the first thing that you're going to need to do. And then coming together with like-minded people to figure out, is there a way? If they get away with so many things, what can we do? And there are steps that we can take, and not just in the Watts case, but in the many cases where trials are not having trials, just, you know, the different legalities of whatever criminal case has been mishandled for whatever reasoning that's behind it. So that's where I would like to go with this, so we can learn a little about the justice system in America. And if you're not aware of this, I hope you are now. So stay tuned.